This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane. The White House says a Russian invasion of Ukraine could happen any day. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We are in the window.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News Sunday.
Any day now, Russia could take military action against Ukraine, or it could be a couple of weeks from now, or Russia could choose to take the diplomatic path instead.
U.S. officials confirm Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place to give President Vladimir Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion. But Sullivan says,
if war breaks out, it will come at an enormous human cost to Ukraine, but we believe that based on our preparations and our response, it will come at a strategic cost to Russia as well.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, both leaders' offices said. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is facing criticism over his government's response to Russia-Ukraine tensions ahead of his trip to Washington. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
While Scholz says Moscow would pay a high price in the event of an attack, the German leader's response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine has drawn criticism both abroad and at home. His government's refusal to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine, increase its troop presence in Eastern Europe, and declare which sanctions it would support against Russia has left many U.S. officials questioning Germany's stance. The country's heavy reliance on Russian supplies of natural gas and former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's ties to President Vladimir Putin are also areas of concern as Scholz seeks to reaffirm U.S.-German ties. I'm Naomi Shannon.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai told a French newspaper in an interview published Monday that she never accused anyone of sexual assault and that she had deleted her social media post in November that had appeared to make such a claim. The well-being of the three-time Olympian became a matter of concern in November when she appeared to allege on social media that a former Chinese vice premier had sexually assaulted her in the past. In addition, she announced her retirement from sports, and she also said she met with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Swiss President Ignacio Cassis called Sunday for calm and creativity to fix Switzerland's thorny relations with the European Union. Ties between Brussels and Bern have been strained since non-EU member Switzerland suddenly decided in May 2021 to end years of discussion towards a broad cooperation agreement with the bloc. Landlocked Switzerland is surrounded by the EU, which is the main economic partner. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson Sunday declared a state of emergency to help deal with an unprecedented 10-day occupation by protesting truckers that has shut down much of the core of the Canadian capital. Mayor Watson said camped-out protesters outnumbered the police and they controlled the situation. The demonstration against vaccine mandates clogged parts of the city for a 10th day. Some participants have been waving Confederate or Nazi flags, and some say they wanted to dissolve Canada's government. Doubts hung Sunday over a scheduled parliamentary vote for Iraq's president after the Supreme Court temporarily suspended former Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari, a frontrunner for the post, and leading parliamentary factions announced a boycott. The decisions to not attend Monday's session again highlight political divisions in a war-scarred country hobbled by corruption and poverty. The successive boycotts could result in Monday's session being canceled or postponed due to lack of a quorum, which is set at two-thirds of the 329-seat chamber. Costa Ricans voted for a new president Sunday from a crowded field of candidates with no clear favorite to tackle a worsening economy in one of Latin America's stablest democracies. 12 hours of voting kicked off at 6 a.m. in what is frequently rated the region's happiest country, a tourist mecca, and a leading green economy. However, polls show unemployment, corruption, and creeping living costs topping the concerns of 60% of eligible voters. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.